Well, it was the first day of spring, and the outside temperature was in the 30s. I was riding my recumbent bike inside for aerobic exercise. I was listening to some great podcasts when all of a sudden I had this random crazy thought. Yeah, the thought came out of nowhere. Here it is. I got this recumbent bike for free. Yeah, for free. You see, my Marcy recumbent bike started making some awful noises and then died, so I had to replace it. I searched Facebook's marketplace for some deals and found a Stamina 4825 recumbent bike being offered for free. I quickly made an appointment to go pick it up. I didn't even try it out, and I didn't even care that the digital display didn't work. It was free, so I decided to give it a go. Well, it works just fine. My Apple Watch tells me my heart rate, calories burned, and time on the bike, so I don't need a display. This was free for the asking. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that amazing? So today, I'm encouraged by the simple concept of free. So this lovely one word, free, started me thinking about what else in life is free. If you know me by now, you know how I love to chase these thought adventures. Well, I'll start naming a few freebies in life and then challenge you to think about your own. The air we breathe is free. It's richly supplied by God and the natural world around us. In fact, the world around us is free. The sky, the trees, the birds, the bees, the bushes, wildflowers, green grass, and scurrying creatures. Yeah, all free. All free to enjoy. All of this comes from God's grand plan and design for the world. Yeah, there are many other things in life that are free, like love, relationships, sunrises, sunsets, oceans, beaches, and forests, all free. And I imagine you can list some of your own if you think about it. But I have one more that just has to be mentioned. It's the greatest free gift of all. It's the free gift of eternal life given to us by God and Jesus Christ. Yeah, salvation, eternal life. Living forever is an absolutely free gift from God. It's simply a matter of accepting this free gift of life. Have you done that? Have you simply said yes to God? I accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. Now, I've had some fun illustrating this concept in some of my sermons. I would stand closer to the congregation and hold out a $5 bill and say, "This $5 bill is a free gift. What would you have to do to receive this $5 bill?" Usually I would stand there for a little while and even repeat the statement, "What would you have to do to receive this free gift?" Finally, someone would jump out of their pew and come up and take it. I would then congratulate them and say, "That's exactly right. All you have to do is reach out and receive it." Friends, it is absolutely the very best free gift that God can offer. So do you see why I'm encouraged by the concept of free? My prayer for you today is that you will enjoy some of the free gifts you have right in front of you. But mostly, I pray that you would acknowledge and accept God's free gift of life in His Son, Jesus Christ. With that, have an encouraging life, eternally.